Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will come from Brother Bryant Pansel. His message is entitled, Do You Have What It Takes to Be a Christian? And comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11. I strongly encourage you all to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Pansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone underneath the sound of my voice on this lovely Friday. Hope you are doing absolutely outstanding. I hope your family's doing well. I hope this finds you safe. And thank you again for dialing in and listening to our service. Thank you, Danielle, of course, for such a gracious introduction. We'll get right to it. The question I was thinking of this week, do you have what it takes to be a Christian? And if you're on this call, you certainly do. And I want to answer that as an absolute yes. I want to speak in the affirmative. Yes, you do have what it takes to be a Christian. Is there something you're wrestling with, something on your heart? You know, is there something that causes you to think you can be a better father, better mother, brother, sister, or a friend of someone who's in need right now? These times we're going through should cause us to think outside of ourselves and look outside of ourselves. I remember a time where our elders and some of you may have worked some of those thankless jobs back in the day where you worked before the daylight began, and then you were working there in the garden in the dark. A friend of mine told a story about his uncle picking cotton in Mississippi, and he used to always have a cotton bag that weighed more than everyone else. And he kept picking cotton. So when he went up to the boss man asked him, he said, why, you know, God, you pick a lot more cotton than everyone else. You know, what makes you be able to pick, you know, faster than everyone? He said, is your bag, boss? I just pick the cotton. So the story there is he was throwing a couple rocks and a couple things that would weigh that bag down a little bit because you got paid by weight back then. And so he did what he had to do to get through. I remember a gentleman in Chicago when I was flying through the airport there a couple years ago. And he reminded me of my grandfather who worked as a custodian for almost 30 years. And it was a thankless job. You know, when you have what it takes to be a Christian, you do the job that you have to do on this earth. So he was a custodian for 30 years, and I ran across this gentleman that in Chicago that kept saying, you know, he was cleaning the bathroom. He said, nice clean bathroom. He just kept repeating it to himself. And nice clean bathroom. He was just so proud of the work he did. And I actually said hello to the gentleman, good morning, gave him a tip. It just reminded me of my grandfather. It really touched my heart. Do we look for moments like that to lend a hand? It doesn't have to be money. It could be help. It can be opening the door. It can be praying for someone. Yes, we do have what it takes to be a Christian. We do have what it takes. Every one of us has what it takes to be a Christian. There was a song out there that we like to sing at Graceview, I Want to Be a Worker for the Lord. And this work is never done. This work is never done. We're constantly working on ourselves. We're constantly working on saving our souls. And if we're looking outward as the Christians that we are, we want to save other souls as well. So we have to keep ourselves in the right frame of mind in order to do that. So let me speak a little bit about the body of Christ there. if you look over at Psalms 119, 97 through 104, it says the Word of God gives us tremendous wisdom. And if it gives us tremendous wisdom, then we should carve off just a little bit of time each week. You know, flip to a new chapter in the Bible, flip to a new book, learn something new, read something. Be that Christian that you want to be. Be the Christian that God wants you to be. So as I get to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11, let me read through those passages just to kind of give you the frame of mind of where I was, what I thought of this lesson. Verses 6 at Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Verses 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So if we're speaking the Lord's word from our mouth, that seed should be watering some flowers out there. That seed should do exactly what the sower wanted it to do. And the bread should be able to feed not only our mind, the bread should feed the minds of our audience. The word of God, if you read down there a little bit further in Isaiah 66, 1 and 2, the word of God is worthy of deep respect. Every passage we read, every story we tell deserves the respect of the Lord. So when we're thinking about what's happening today and what's going on, as we read through the news, story after story after story, it can definitely get you in a frame of mind that you don't want to be in. So where do you go to find your solace? Do you have what it takes to be a Christian? Do you go to the Bible? Do you go to the Lord? Do you say a prayer for yourself and others? Do you call someone that you're connected to that's a Christian that thinks like you, that helps build you up, inspire you? Or do we turn and go down the negative route, the downer route, and stay there? You know, to stay in a positive mind frame and a positive mindset as a Christian, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But every one of us on this call has the ability to do that if you use your resources. As I flip over to a term that I like to dig into whenever I'm thinking about just how we're built as people, there's a word called integrity, and it gets thrown around a lot. What does integrity mean as a Christian? It's the practice of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethical principles and values. When you look over at Proverbs 11 and verses 3, it talks about the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perseverance of transgressors shall destroy them. So what's the opposite of the word integrity? Duplicity. There he goes, using all the big words, those $5 words, you know, what a nickel will do. So as you walk and carry yourself with integrity, you know there's going to be opposition out there, right? Things in the world are not always easy. You're going to have someone that wants to wipe that smile off your face. You're going to have someone that, you know, you're just having too great a day as a Christian. You always got a smile on your face, you're upbeat. When I speak to you, you know, nothing ever touches you. We've talked several weeks about putting on the whole armor of God. And when you do that, folks, I guarantee you, your life will change. always be the light that people look to. Lightness, the light attracts more light. So be the light out there. Be the Christian you want to be. In Proverbs 12, verses 22, be the Christian that God wants you to be. In Proverbs 12, verses 22, it talks about the rule of honesty. Yes, we should be honest. Honest with ourselves, honest with others. We should have a clear conscience. Well, there in Hebrews 13 and 18, we learn the importance of having a clear conscience. We've got to drop off those heavy loads that are on our back, right? It's hard to wear our burdens and other burdens too. Take those burdens to the Lord. You know that old song, take it to the Lord in prayer. I pray multiple times a day. I don't know about you out there, but I don't have to have a special time that I carve out to pray. Sometimes I'll just close my eyes where I'm at. And you know what? When I come out on the other side of that, I'm always in a better frame of mind. As we look there in the end at Revelation, it talks about, it says, Revelation 21 and verses 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I don't know about you, but one death is good enough for me. I don't think I can afford a second one, as expensive as these funeral homes are today. Danielle, if we have a minute, I'd love to open it up for prayer and see if there's anyone out there that has something weighing on their heart that we could pray for today.
Thank you so much, Brother Tansel, for your inspiring message on this morning. We do have a few prayer requests. Caller 1340, state your request.
Yes, and this is Carol Walker. I'm asking for prayers for a teacher I used to work with, Vanessa Newbell. She is in the hospital. I don't know what for, but I'm keeping her in prayer for healing. And also for myself, I feel like I'm trying to come down with something. My voice has kind of been fading in and out, and I'm a little congested. So I'm asking you to pray for me that I can nip this and get rid of it before it comes off open. Thank you.
Thank you. 4867, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Patricia. I come with thanksgiving in my heart, thanking God for all of his goodness and sending me the prayer for my son, my daughter, my grandchildren, my great-grand, and myself. And much prayer for the Church of Christ and everyone on the prayer line. Thank you.
Thank you. 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Grimm. I want to thank the brother for the message, and I'm asking you all to pray for my granddaughter and my grandson as I deal with them. In their teenage age, they don't really understand sometimes, but it get hard for them, as I explain. And pray for me and my daughter's health, and pray for my sons that they would change their lives around and come back to the Lord. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. It is my request today and every day that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Continue praying for our beloved Albert Clinton as he pushes through this mourning period on the loss of his wife, that God would strengthen him as well as his family, and that his support system provides him with all that he needs during this time. Also, for everyone traveling, that we respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. We now have our closing prayer by Brother Brian Tansel.
Thank you, Danielle, and thank you for all of these wonderful Christians here on the call that ask for prayers. Lord, as we come to you, speaking for Sister Walker, ask for prayers for herself and also Vanessa Maybell. Lord, we ask that you just reach into the lives of these two wonderful individuals and all the wonderful people on this call, like Sarah and Miss Maybell, and touch their lives, Lord. Guide everything that that should be guided. Ease the pain that we may go through, Lord. Let us continue to lean on you and come out on the other side of what's happening in these lovely lives. Sister Patricia asked for prayers for her and for her son, her daughter, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Lord, this is a family prayer. This is a prayer that she's asking that you surround her family and intervene in these lovely lives, Lord. Please just guide the steps of them, bring them to you, and Lord, be the shelter in the storm that they need at this time. Lord, we pray for Sister Janice. Again, ask for prayers for her, her daughter's health, granddaughters, her son, and the teenagers that are in her life that need to come back to the Lord. She also prayed, asked for prayers for her son, that he comes back to the Lord. We know, Lord, we can leave you, but Lord, please, just throw a couple nuggets out there and guide our steps back. We know what Mama taught us. We know the right thing to do. And Lord, bring this son of hers back to you. And as we think about the loss of life that Sister Danielle mentioned, Lord, we pray that families stay strong. We stay in the Bible. And we look at you as a source of refuge and also our fellow Christians as a source of refuge, Lord. Stay with us, Lord. Hold our hand, Lord. Walk with us. Be with us during this time. We are humbly asking that you stay with us and that we, in turn, on the other hand, draw closer to you. We want to draw closer to you, Lord. Let us eternally reach and draw closer to you. We also pray for traveling grace for the Christians that are traveling throughout their communities. Thank you so much for these lovely people, Lord, on this Friday. Thank you for your words of inspiration, and we pray that you walk with us until this time again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.